Sheila Harsdorf and Mary Bauer join us, a safety symposium. Let's start off with Ag Secretary Sheila Harsdorf. Why is this an important topic to bring to the World Dairy Expo?
Well, obviously, farming is a an occupation where safety is a tremendous challenge. We know we have long hours, stressful times, and that puts pressure on people. And I think when you look at, it's estimated that about 100 farm workers across the U.S. every day suffer from an injury, which basically takes them out of the workforce. We know that farming is a high-risk occupation, and so this is a seminar that really allows us to focus on the different aspects of farm safety. Obviously, there's the farm safety while you're doing the operation, while you're harvesting, obviously, is a stressful time. But you also have road safety issues. And in these challenging financial times, you've got mental health issues. And so agriculture and specifically farming is a occupation where we want to encourage people to have safe practices and prevent unnecessary accidents. The other thing that farming involves is children. A lot of times as a farmer, you have your child with you, and there's those issues making sure your children are safe as well.
And with the workforce the way it is, low unemployment, not enough people in the ag industry doing the work, you got to keep the ones you have healthy.
Absolutely. I mean, no matter what we do, we want to keep people healthy and safe, and so this is about doing things that prevent unnecessary accidents.
Mary Bowers with OSHA, I understand that you do some of the training as well.
My title is Compliance Assistant Specialist, and I do the outreach for the Enforcement Office in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and we've championed the dairy LEP, or Local Emphasis Program, that ran from 2011 to 2017. But currently, we still are doing outreach, even though we aren't doing active program farm inspections. But we will do accidents, fatalities, complaints on farms.
So when you go to do a compliance check or investigate an accident, what are you looking for?
Our agricultural standards, 1928, are literally pages long, or a few pages, 10, 20 pages long. Our general industry standards are 1,000 pages long. There are very few standards that apply to agriculture, but we do look for recognized hazards. So we have what we've kind of nicknamed the Dairy Dozen, and they involve confined space, manure handling, machine guarding, tractor safety, and noise, and electrical, and a number of other things.
You get a lot of these investigations?
Not many, but considering any of the accidents that are being reported, we have had a number of them this year, even though we don't have an emphasis program, that have unfortunately have been either fatalities or amputation hospitalizations that we were notified of to do investigations.
A lot of times people get minor injuries on the farm. What is reportable and what isn't?
So we have a requirement to report to OSHA any accident that had resulted in a hospitalization, amputation, or loss of an eye. And, of course, any workplace fatality needs to be reported to OSHA, actually physically call us and notify us. There is another record-keeping requirement where you keep a log of your injuries and illnesses if you have 11 or more employees. So it's only shared if we request that information if we're on site. But there is a requirement to report if it's hospitalization, amputation, or loss of an eye, or a fatality.
I would imagine you get calls from farmers asking, what do I do and what do I avoid doing just to stay in compliance?
A lot of times the farmers kind of go through their trusted sources, so that's why the outreach is so important. So we get to the farmers into training sessions, do some outreach things where they can kind of talk to us informally. My position as compliance assistant is I don't take phone numbers. I don't tell the enforcement people what I've talked to people about. So they're more than welcome to contact me and get some information. But there's still that stigma of calling OSHA and getting information. We do have a state consultation program that does come to farms free of charge. They don't report to us. And your only obligation as the employer is to correct any of the serious hazards that they identify. And again, that's a free service through the state of Wisconsin.
So Mary, what kinds of things are you emphasizing in the seminar today?
Okay, this morning is sort of the overview of what we've done with the farm inspections, the emphasis program, some of the outreach efforts. And then we're going to go into our, what is a safety program, what does it look like, what are some of the elements, and we're going to kind of get into more of the culture, the safety culture, versus the having written programs and written procedures and things, and how to maybe do some very quick items, things that you can do every day, kind of change the attitude of the manager, farmer, and the workers so that the manager is engaged and supports the safety program and the employees participate and come up with the ideas and the solutions and feel more as part of the process rather than the person who's being told to do things.
Talking about that culture, you're not just dealing with those with employees, but that culture on the small family farm as well, where maybe the kids need to do age-appropriate tasks.
Exactly. I grew up on a family farm, so I think it was a little bit of slavery involved there. I'm not real sure where you were, you know, this is how you do it. And you know, each farm has its own mindset, depending on how your father was raised and mother was raised and what they bring to the farm, and we're trying to change that, particularly in confined space. Manure handling systems and entering those, we've had too many fatalities doing that. The other is we had a double fatality in the northwestern Wisconsin last year earlier this spring in a silo. We got to eliminate some of those very obvious exposures and have people thinking about better options.
And knowing what to do in a bad situation might help there, because you mentioned the Northwest Wisconsin silo incident. If I remember right, that was a father-son situation, one trying to save the other.
That was a father and son. They both, actually, I think there's another son in the silo. They were trying to knock down the silage that was frozen to the side. The other Northwestern Wisconsin was in a manure reception pit where the son did try to go down and save the father. So those confined spaces are typically multiple fatalities. They're typically, you know, family-related or very close-knit groups where you can't, you got to say, no, I'm not going to go down in there, or you know, and hire and contract that work out to people that are equipped to do that type of work.
Anything anybody want to add today?
Yeah. In addition to the things that Mary just covered, the seminar is also going to cover safe handling of animals and pharmaceuticals, also touching on safety training for non-English speaking workers. Obviously, that's something that many farmers are dealing in their workforce. And then the last thing, just touching on mental health, the stress of farming these days. And so I think the broad range of topics that are going to be covered today are going to be very beneficial to those taking the time to attend.
One more thing we'll add into there. Since you're dealing with the mental health issues, we should probably let people know once again about the Farm Center.
Absolutely. Here at the Department of Ag in Wisconsin, we've got the Wisconsin Farm Center. They are there to take, it's a free and confidential service for farmers, specifically farmers, where they can call and get advice on everything from financial planning to succession planning, counseling services. Our very qualified, trained, caring staff are there to take those calls and provide assistance to those farmers in need.